A senior policy analyst at the presidency, Dr. Sule Gariba, says the president's regional ministerial reshuffle is a deliberate and conscious decision to ensure that no ethnic or regional sentiments manifest in the regions. Speaking on the unique breakfast drive, Dr. Gariba said the president does not doubt the ability of the ministers in the regions, but the reshuffle is rather to foster unity. Yesterday, President Mahama reshuffled regional ministers who were appointed about a month ago. Dr. Gariba says the decision has implications for the newly appointed deputy regional ministers.
It is simply a very conscious and deliberate decision the president has made that in order to foster national unity and to ensure that those who are assigned the responsibilities of coordinating development in these regions are unencumbered by sort of any regional divisions or ethnic perspectives that may be manifested in the region. So it's a very deliberate, these people have not even settled down yet. He has absolute confidence in the 10 regional ministers.
Yeah.
He is confident that they are professionally competent to coordinate development.
Okay.
He just wants to avoid any distraction of that singular purpose.
All right. Now, if I may ask politely, somebody listening to us will say that, why didn't he take this decision earlier on and he's now doing it?
The president has a prerogative. He appoints ministers on the basis not of their regional origins per se, even though you know it is important. The constitution requires regional balance in the designation of ministers. And therefore, it was absolutely important for the initial nomination to come from the regions of origin so that there is absolute clarity that every region has one regional minister designated to it. However, he has also constantly reminded us that his is a single government, not a government divided into 10. And that singular purpose of working towards a common agenda has led him to put out this moving around of the regional ministers so that collectively as 10 regional ministers, they can be focused on the regional development agenda where they are. And as you know, the 10 regional ministers are actually part and parcel of the president. So this is simply a moving around of his staff in order to ensure that the presidency has a single purpose, as he reminds us, of delivering services to citizens of this country. And in doing so, to have a common agenda at the regional level. Because these people are already comp in their field, it doesn't really matter which region they are assigned.
Okay. Now, will this decision also affect the position taken by the president to nominate those deputy regional ministers?
Well, is your question that would deputy regional ministers also be
named? Exactly. You know, would they also be?
For now, no, because the president has not done that.
Yeah.
But, you know, this decision to move around also has implications for deputy regional ministers. Because, as you may recall, in the last 2-3 days, there's been feverish debate, even demonstration, to the effect that so-and-so appointed regional minister is from this tribe, and therefore the president is incumbent to appoint another tribe. That debate is a very, very dangerous debate.
Yeah. And I guess this is what he wants to diffuse.
Well, when he talks about national unity, he's implying that he doesn't want to do anything in the appointment that would jeopardize the unity and cohesion of this country.
That was a senior policy analyst at the presidency, Dr. Sule Gariba.
A lecturer at the Political Science Department of the University of Ghana, Dr. Ali Dusedu, says President Mahama has walked his talk to unify the country. According to Dr. Ali Du, the move by President Mahama to reshuffle regional ministers who do not belong to those regions is in the right direction, as this will eliminate ethnic differences across the country. Dr. Ali Du told Radio Ghana that a clear message of patriotism has been sent out to the public and called on all to support such moves by the government. Dr. Ali Du spoke to Rita Ampabing Tete.
First of all, if you look at the reason behind his reshuffle those ministers, it's very significant towards national unity and cohesion. And we cannot develop if we are not united as a nation. So what he has done is that he said we are not going to appoint regional ministers based on ethnic or regional lines. So you shouldn't expect that once you are a Dagombo man, you'll be the regional minister for Northern Region, or once you are a Gonja man, you'll be the regional minister for Northern Region. What happens is that he's going to pick people who don't speak the language of the region, and then you go and see over the activities and of that particular week.
So, Doctor, how important is this move by the president?
That is going to help a lot because, one, it's going to help people to be able to bring their expertise to bear without this ethnic, tribalistic tendency that are likely to erupt if he was presiding over his region. One of the problems it may help to solve is the fact that people usually go into ethnic disputes in regions where they preside over, if they come from that particular region. So if you're a member of a different ethnic group and you are asked to be the regional minister for a different ethnic group, you know that you are not that ethnically or tribally inclined to support one particular group. You are just going to bring your expertise to bear in cases of that nature. That is the first thing. And the second thing is that he did it just 2 or 3 months old into his administration because some people might have not accepted to the president posting them to a different region to become the regional minister. So what he has done is the fact that he has given them the positions that they want. There may be a month or two into his administration. He decided that, fine, I think you are very competent and you can equally be the regional minister for Greater Accra Region. If you are originally nominated, be the regional minister for Ashanti Region. It's a very significant step in building a national cohesive state so that we'll be able to move forward.
Dr. Lidu, will you then agree with the president as the statement tries to send a message of patriotism to the people of Ghana?
I think that is the first thing. But even beyond patriotism, what he is trying to do is to build a very strong state. And we cannot have a very strong state if we are divided along regional and ethnic lines. And that is mostly reinforced by the choice of regional minister. Because if you choose a regional minister who comes from the same region, there is the tendency that he is likely to support one particular ethnic group over the other, maybe in the distribution of resources, in the siting of developmental projects, and even in ethnic conflicts when they erupt in that particular region. So if you're coming from a very different region, and then you are made to become a regional minister of a rather different region, then what you have to do is to look at the facts of the case, look at the expert point of view, and then you'll be able to implement policies devoid of that particular ethnic or tribal inclination. So I think it is very significant way of building patriotism and also enhancing a very strong state so that we'll be able to move forward in achieving the better Ghana agenda.
But Dr. Alindu, will you agree with me that in a situation like this, if a regional minister from Greater Accra is sent to the Volta region, won't the minister have problem with language and even their culture?
If he cannot speak the language of the people of Volta, it may be something that will be a problem. But I think he can be able to adjust, and he's going to work with other people who understand and speak the language. And I think with time, he'll be able to learn that particular. And that is one of the significant reasons why he's doing that. Because if I am born into Accra and then I've lived in Accra, I only go to appreciate the culture and then the lifestyle of the Ghana people who live in Accra. But if I'm taking outside Ghana to Volta region, then I tend to learn and appreciate the culture and then the language of the people of the Volta region. And I know that they are just as human beings as the people who live in Accra. They are just as human beings as the people who live in Ashanti. They are just as human beings as the people who live in Western. So you tend to learn and appreciate the culture of other people, and that imbibes you that sense of patriotism and nationalism, rather than just thinking that it is my culture and this is the way I behave. But if you go to other places, the way you behave with your culture is not the same as the way they behave. And that cultural differences gap will be able to be bridged if you have people who are willing to learn the culture of the new regions that they are going to post it.
So then, will you praise the president for this move?
Yeah, I think it's a step in the right direction.
Dr. Alidu Seidu is a lecturer at the Political Science Department of the University of Ghana, and he spoke to Rita Ampabing Tete.
The convener of the Forum for Accountable Governance, Dr. Clement Apak, says the reshuffle of the regional ministers by President Mahama is to ensure that they promote the government's development agenda and rejuvenate the spirit of national unity and cohesion. Speaking to Radio Ghana, Dr. Apak said the timing of the reshuffle is also not a problem.
Well, if you were to ask me, I think that the president's decision to move his regional ministers around where the ministers are going to be serving Ghanaians in regions other than the regions that they originally hail from, I think it is something that should be commended and is in the right direction. Some have argued that perhaps the timing, but I don't see anything wrong with that. We must remember that ministers are appointed by the president and they serve at his behest. They serve him. So if he decides that as part of his agenda to reinvigorate our national fabric, to demonstrate the fact that we are one people enjoined by one destiny, and that every Ghanaian should be free to move and work in any part of the country, then I think that this that he has done is one that is going to help us rediscover the Ghana that Nkrumah bequeathed to us. Look, let's make no mistake. If anybody observed the discourse in this country in the run-up to the election, clearly there were serious ethnic and regional sentiments that came into play. Even the vetting of ministers, those who were observing or even watch the processes on TV, you would see that almost every minister who was being vetted had an entourage or they liked friends and sympathizers, likely from their home regions. Is Ghana now being reduced to a regionalistic nation? Don't we have a unitary state where we all belong and are supposed to serve our country based on intellect, based on ability, based on skill, and based on talent? Therefore, if the president has chosen, in his wisdom, of really reigniting the fabric which has woven our mosaic of a society into one, as started by Nkrumah, by sending ministers from the Upper East to the Upper West and from the Ashanti region to Brong-Ahafo and from Greater Accra to the Volta region, he must be commended because this country needs a reawakening. We must recommit ourselves to the One Ghana project rather than this regionalism and ethnocentrism, which is becoming part of the bane of our forward march.
But don't you think that those followers who were coming to support the nominees vetting were only doing so to give them moral support and expect that they go through and work?
Well, quite clearly, I don't have anything against that. It is only proper that, you know, you demonstrate support and you give moral support to somebody you know or associated with who has been given such an opportunity. But the point must also be made that it is not everybody there who was just a mere sympathizer. We all are in this country. We know the pressures. If you take, for example, the different blocks that even emerged when different candidates were proposed for ministerial appointments, particularly the regional ministerial appointments, you can see how very clearly that in itself could become a distraction from focusing on delivering government policy and doing the work that they need to do to ensure that this country moves forward, the pressures that they would face. So, you know, when people feel that they are entitled, they are not going to stop at anything until they get what they believe they are entitled to. So what the president is doing is to say that, look, I have recruited these ready Ghanaians qualified to serve in my government, but this is where I think they can serve best. And I think in the history of this country, it has happened before.
Yes.
And we all saw the benefits. So we should wait and see how this progressive move is going to yield benefit. But we should embrace it within the context of the president's warning that we should embrace change, because change can always bring about positive results.
On the agitation of some NDC youths in some parts of the north over some deputy ministerial nominees, Dr. Park said it is unfortunate that the youth are getting it all wrong. He pleaded with those involved to exercise caution for the president to prove his mettle.
I think that it is very unfortunate that people, for example, would go on a rampage or engage in riotous behavior simply because somebody has been nominated that they feel does not come from their particular stock. I think this is perhaps some of the general questions that may have provoked the president to do what he has done, although word is that this was just part of his new way of recalibrating our nation. You must remember, too, that even besides this ministerial reshuffle and the appointment of the deputy ministers, some of which has attracted, quote-unquote, the wrath of some segments of society in some of those regions, the president has already pledged that his cabinet meetings are going to be rotating from one region to the next. But I think that people have to be calm. The important thing is that we are all Ghanaians. We are looking for development. So it shouldn't matter whether one is a Wala or a Dagati or a Bimoba or a Sisala or a Mamprusi or whether you are a Gao and an Ewe. The important thing is whether that person has the requisite skills, the qualification, the ability to be able to promote the agenda, to be able to implement government policy, and to help move and improve the conditions of the regions that they are being assigned to. This is what Nkrumah would have liked, and this is what we should be doing. It shouldn't be about what language you speak, what or how you worship your God, or which school you attended. It should be about Ghana. It is a One Ghana project, and I think that those who are agitating should calm down and allow the work to prevail. After all, there are citizens from those particular backgrounds as well who are also serving in different capacities, and nobody has raised a finger or questioned why they should be allowed to serve in the capacities or work where they are working outside of their own home base.
Dr. Clement Apak is the convener of the Forum for Accountable Governance.
Still on the ministerial reshuffle, a senior research fellow at the African Studies Department of the University of Ghana, Dr. Pesa White, says he is not surprised by the president's decision, adding that he expected this to have been done in the first instance when the appointments were being made. Dr. Pesa White said the individuals should use their neutrality to defuse chieftaincy crisis in the regions. He spoke to Cecil Neil Bodai-Wentum on the Unique Breakfast Drive.
I actually wasn't surprised. I anticipated that this should have happened in the first instance when the original ministerial appointments were being made. Let us not keep our eye off the ball of nation building. What nation building requires is that any Ghanaian, irrespective of where he or she comes from, must be given an opportunity and a chance, and maybe we must create an enabling environment for him or her to be able to work anywhere else, serving all Ghanaians, irrespective of their ethnic, religious, or other backgrounds. My thinking is that the reason why the president may have done this is largely because of, first of all, the fact that almost all our regions are highly multi-ethnic, just like our country itself is, and the demand from different ethnic groups in the different regions across the country that, well, if you choose maybe a regional minister from one ethnic group, then the deputy must come from another ethnic group. But we also know that you can only have one person as a deputy and one person as a minister. So that first you break this ethnic network that places a lot of burden on performance, and then secondly, you also allow people to learn about others and others also to learn about them as a process of maybe national integration.
Okay, Doc, let's also look at it critically from this point, whether culture as a barrier, language as a barrier, will not pose a challenge for some of these ministers.
Ideally, it should, but I mean, the working language in this country is English for the most part, and almost all the public services and the civil servants that are hired, I believe, maybe except at the lower levels, like those who do cleaning and all those kinds of things, but the critical services, these languages are all done in English, so that shouldn't pose a problem. Culture, however, you may have a point. There may be certain cultural difficulties, but it is an opportunity for these ministers and opinion leaders in the communities where these ministers are going to now serve to actually learn about each other and also embrace each other and also realize that, look, they have a common goal. In my mind, we should learn to realize that governance is a shared responsibility, and that once we have chosen somebody to lead us in the nation, either be it a parliamentarian, the president, the DC, the regional minister, what is of essence is to provide them some scope, but closely keep an eye on the delivery mechanisms. If these individuals are skillful, they will use their neutrality in these regions to diffuse the tension and resolve some of these chieftaincy crises.
Dr. Pesa White is a senior research fellow at the African Studies Department of the University of Ghana.
Radio Ghana samples the views of the public on the ministerial reshuffle.
In the first place, I was really surprised about the president just reshuffling the ministers just within a month. Because before he appointed them, he knew their capabilities, the regions they will really perform, and even during the vetting process, regional supports were included. Then all of a sudden, as reshuffle, even though they might have the capability, cooperation from the people they'll be working with will be a challenge.
I think the president's decision to reshuffle the ministers is a good thing to do. That is to tell the ministers that whatever position they're going to find themselves in, or whatever location they're going to see themselves in, there is the possibility of them being changed any moment, any time. It's trending them to do what is expected of them and not what they feel like. You know, when they are patient in the town of their choice or where they come from, they are being compelled to do things to suit relatives, families, and their core duties they find difficult to accomplish. Very reshuffled, honestly, it is the best thing to do.
I mean, I think it's not right, because, for instance, when you take this thing, you have minister going to be a minister in a different region. I don't know if that person may understand the problems over there, because that minister was appointed recently and he's even putting plans to develop this region, and he is immediately put to a different place. I think, to me personally, it's not right.
Change is good in the sense that what the president has done will go a long way economically developing the regions, because if you don't know the people, you would like to prove your ability. How best you can work for people you don't know, so that next time they will vote you again. So there won't be anything like tribalism. It's a good thing the president has done.
In some way it's good, because one man cannot stay one place for so many years. As any worker can transfer to anywhere to work.
Those were views of the public on the ministerial reshuffle.